This is KUNM, I'm Kaveh Movahed. A group of New Mexico prosecutors, defense attorneys, and advocates filed a lawsuit in federal district court Wednesday to block immigration and customs enforcement agents from arresting undocumented immigrants in and around New Mexico courthouses, saying those arrests violate federal law and impede access to justice. The issue goes back to 2017 when the lawsuit says court workers began to notice more ICE agents arresting people for civil immigration offenses on courthouse grounds. Now, the New Mexico Attorney General, the First Judicial District Attorney, the Public Defender's Office, and community groups are suing ICE to stop that practice. Cristian Aguilar from Enlace Comunitario spoke at a press conference Wednesday. She works with Latino families, including undocumented immigrants, who've experienced domestic violence.
Clients have shared with me that they are afraid to go to court to obtain orders of protection or even to attend criminal cases hearings against their predators for fear of being detained by ICE.
Attorneys and advocates say having ICE outside courts discourages undocumented people from seeking justice when they're victims of crimes, from coming forward as witnesses, or showing up for minor infractions, which then snowball into bigger legal problems. The ACLU says attorneys have flagged about 40 immigration arrests at New Mexico courts and that there have likely been many more. This is one of a handful of similar legal challenges across the country. In Massachusetts, a judge ordered ICE away from courthouses while the case is heard there. For KUNM, I'm Kaveh Movahed.